The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. I am your host, Larry the Prez Rogers. And guess what? NFL football, well, at least preseason is back. We're back and we're ready to let you have the festivities of your ears listening to the longest podcast, which is the Raider Nation podcast. So without that being said, let's get it started. Raider Nation, we have another disastrous signing of a player who just cannot keep his lips to himself. Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, we signed another dud, another Woodbin, supposedly superb athlete who got here, got our money, and just wouldn't do right. My. Doesn't that sound so familiar? I'm going to talk about that. Also, I have a special phone line caller that you might find very interesting. A legendary, down-to-earth, Oakland Raider, formerly of the Oakland Raiders, Lincoln Kennedy. Lincoln is going to tell you about what he has in store for you. I'm not going to ruin the surprise. That will be on the phone line segment. And I think we might have Raider Greg. We shall see. But as always, we're going to talk about the preseason, the diabolical kissing. We're going to talk about Wilkins and his blunders, the preseason hopefuls, as well as the bone line. So says the prayers. Let's get it started. All right, Raider Nation. NFL football is back. And then the other one. Are you ready for some NFL football? Even if it is the preseason. Hit it.
I mean, get ready. Are you ready for some football?
That's right, Raider Nation. Preseason is here. You can put away those crappy TV shows, those binge-watching episodes that was driving you nuts. And I'm not really a baseball fan per se, but I made the best out of it, though. It is always so painful after the NBA season is over with. But enough of that. Let's talk about the matter at hand. So, you may have heard old Wilkins, big Wilkins that we received from Miami, and it was such a glorious signing that would have been superb. Unfortunately, we have Kissgate. Get it? Spygate, Watergate. Anyway, it appears that he, for one, did not want to do the surgery, which was suspect. And he went back and forth with the organization. And then, to add layer on top of the cake, well, let's let you hear for it from the pros, and I will get back with my response on that. Take it away.
Christian Wilkins, we all know last week, a surprising cut by the team. Signed him to a massive contract last year. He played five games. And there was the report coming out of Raiders camp after the cut took place was this was injury related in Wilkins's mind. And the team was clawing back some money because of something that he wasn't doing in his rehab or something. Now, over the intervening days, came a report that there was an HR element to this sort of thing, a complaint regarding Wilkins from a fellow teammate had filtered to the team's human resources department after Wilkins, quote, allegedly kissed this player on the forehead.
From speaking to people inside the locker room, I think what everybody's dancing around and tiptoeing around is the fact that when you speak to people there inside the locker room, they say that Christian playfully went to kiss a teammate on top of his head. And those same people said that that player took offense to it. So that's what everybody's been dancing around and tap dancing around, an incident in the locker room where he allegedly playfully kissed a teammate on top of his head. That teammate felt offended by it. And that's what a lot of this talk and speculation that people have just been floating around out there is about.
Now, I've been kissed on the forehead many times by Michael Irvin. I've lost track. Pete Carroll meeting with the media, I guess, for, I assume, the first time since that report came out on Wilkins, had this to say.
Pete, yeah. There was a report that came out yesterday regarding Christian Wilkins and an interaction with a teammate that led to a complaint filed to HR. I was wondering, would you like to comment on that situation?
Yeah, really, I don't. I have no comment to make. We made a decision on what we're doing, and we're moving with it, and we'll see how that all unveils itself in time.
It makes sense from a man in position of leadership here. It involves human resources and grievances and cuts and legal departments and agents. Yeah, head football coach is going to swim move on that one, I imagine, right?
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
So I have no earthly clue what is happening there.
Ocho, we have more info coming out on Christian Wilkins. Adam Schefter shares what was an awkward kiss incident between Christian Wilkins and a Raiders teammate. Wilkins kissed a fellow player on the head and the teammate took offense to it. The incident happened inside the team meeting room. Report says the interaction was playful, but the teammate didn't see it that way. Schefter adds the incident was not the sole reason Wilkins was cut. Yeah. Allegedly, this was an incident that took place.
Right.
When did men start playing like this, Ocho? Forget. I understand it's 2025. It's a different time. And I don't care what your letter is in the alphabet. Mm-hmm. Be you. I'm cool with it. You be the L, you be the B, you be the T, you be the Q, plural. Whatever the case may be, have at it. When did men... in a football, in a setting like this, when did they start playing like this, Ocho? Was it after I left the game? Was it like last week, a couple of weeks ago? You stayed a little bit. I retired in 2004. You retired in 2012 from the NFL. So you stayed a little longer than I did. So when did this start happening, Ocho?
Hey, I don't know. I don't know. I think that's...
Who plays like that, Ocho?
The people I hang around, based on where I'm from, I don't see that type of activity. I don't see that type of listen. We have playful banter, but the playful banter, and we conduct it. It ain't like that. It ain't in that manner. So it's news to me. It's new to me. I don't know Christian Wilkins. I don't know him personally. You know, I know of him. You know, as a fun, energetic type of player. He's done some funny things, you know.
They got that picture when I think they're the national championship game of one game, and the guy's on the ground. I'm like, bro, guys don't play. Maybe they do now. I shouldn't say. I'm just from an era where guys didn't play like that. Mm-mm. And we horseplay. Yeah. We might nail somebody locker shut. We might put powder or water in your shoulder pads, and when you grab them, it come down on top of you. Do guys horseplay around like that? Yes. Do we soak the rookies' clothes, put them in the cold tub, and then put them in the freezer? Yes. We've seen guys, you know, basketball players put popcorn in the guy's car. We've seen stuff like that. Ocho, I've seen some stuff in the locker room. Now, I've seen some guys play that I'm like, y'all nasty, that grow, but...
Not to that magnitude, though.
Not kissing on, not even kissing on the forehead. Not even no joking manner.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. I'm not in the locker room. I wasn't actually there. And obviously, Schefter did his best job in describing what happened. And obviously, knowing.
Think about it, Ocho, remember we talked about it. Of all the things they could have said, why did they say this? Now, they could have said anything. He stole somebody's car. He stole $1,500 from somebody. Right. He forged a check. Of all the things they could have tagged the young man with, allegedly, they put this?
Yeah. I mean, well, listen, it alleged, that's actually what happened. You know, it had to come from somewhere. So that means that's exactly what happened. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. So it is what it is. Whoever the player was, they took offense to it. Maybe they got in a little scuffle. Maybe it caused an issue. And maybe that was just the icing on the cake for them to release him based on the other issues and other incidents about him missing games last year and then not doing what's required to make sure he gets on the field in a timely manner this year. Maybe they were fed up.
If I'm not mistaken, Ocho, they said this incident happened earlier. So I don't know if it happened, say, in the offseason. It happened at some point in time during the season.
Right.
Obviously, there was a fracturing where they like, bro, you need the surgery. He says no. It seemed like he said no. Yeah. Maybe they wanted a second opinion. He didn't want to get a second opinion. Because here's the thing. You could like, okay, you got a torn ACL. And doctor said, well, you need to get this. So he's like, no, I'm going to let it heal on its own.
Please.
You can do that. I wouldn't advise it, but you can do it. They tell you to go get a second opinion, Ocho. You can do that. And both doctors say the same thing. You say, no, nah, I'm good. I wouldn't advise it, but you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get why he wouldn't, considering he had guaranteed money. He had $35 million coming to him that was guaranteed. So he was at, I could see, Ocho, if I didn't have guaranteed money coming in, if there was a situation like, nah, bro, I need to get on the field. Mm-hmm. But he got guaranteed money. And so they say, nah, it's not healing like it's supposed to. You need to have another surgery.
Right.
I just don't get that. That's what's being reported. Now, we don't know what's true or not, but look, the truth is somewhere in between this box.
Yeah.
Between the kiss on the forehead, the second opinion, they wanted to have surgery again. Something, the truth is somewhere in here, Ocho. We just don't know where it's at, but we think the truth is somewhere in this box.
Well, listen, what you can do is you can hear the situations, right? And it's like having a puzzle piece. All right, we got good pieces to the puzzle, and you can just fill out the rest of the puzzle based on the actions that have happened and what you're hearing. So obviously, you missed games last year, okay? Yeah.
I think you only played five games, Ocho. I think he got hurt after the fifth game.
Okay, well, all right, we're going into a new season. You're still not healthy. You might have even got a second opinion. Maybe your second opinion said, you know what? You need to just relax and let it heal on its own. Maybe the team said, well, you need to get surgery. So again, now we're going to another season. You missed so many games last year. Now the season rolling around again. You're still not healthy. You're not on the field. They see you on camera dancing around, you know, having fun and doing stuff that's not, for one, helping the team. Two, that's not helping yourself. And three, what we're paying you millions of dollars to do, you're not earning that. You're not earning that. You're not going to do that on our time or our clock.
Right.
And so they made a business decision.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I saw on Wi-Fi Willie's show, which I haven't seen in a bit, there's actually more footage of him doing zesty behavior stuff. And at first I was like, okay, maybe he's just a jolly, playful, lovable kid. You know, there are some people that are just very loving, but that one's kind of suspect. And the one when he was in college, I think when he did something very diabolical that would normally get a guy taken out for doing such a thing, we'll leave it at that. But just kissing and not acting right. And I'm very disappointed, as well as everyone else, because this dude was a damn good player. We finally thought that we had landed a damn good DT. Oh, that would have been so good. And then he gets injured. So we're thinking no big deal. But we start seeing the writing on the wall. Something was wrong. You know, he was not going to the surgery. They were saying he should be okay. He might be okay. He might have to miss another season. So it has to make you wonder what the hell was going on. other than did you not want to play with the Raiders after maybe you realized that this isn't the culture? And we've seen this before. We've seen this before dozens of times. I mean, damn. It just, I mean, the AB thing was bad. Trent was bad. And I forgot the defensive end guy that played good for us. He caught the interception for us. We got him from Arizona.
Mac Hollins out on defense. He's all the way back. Stevenson.
Well, is anyone going
to? Outside the 30, flips it back. Stanford band nowhere in sight.
Uh-oh.
It's picked off.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wow. Incredible. Chandler Jones takes it in and wins the game for the Raiders. Have you ever seen an ending like that?
I've never seen anything like that. I have no idea why he was doing that. Oh, my goodness.
Here's another look.
Okay, so everyone is back as expected. The Patriots are really running the ball to get to overtime. And then Ramondre Stevenson decides he's going to lateral it back to Jacoby Myers. And Jacoby Myers, I know that this was not the play call. He decides he's going to throw it to Mac Jones. And Chandler Jones takes advantage of the opportunity. Stiff boys Mac Jones on his way to a touchdown. I have no idea what Jacoby Myers was doing. Chandler Jones gets Mac Jones with the stiff arm and the touchdown.
Friday will be the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception.
I'm in disbelief.
What are they going to call this one?
I don't know, man. I am in disbelief.
Another person that would have been good. And, of course, Randy Moss, who just quit on us. It's like sucker gold. We buy the snake oil. But this one right here, man, it would have been so much better on Max Crosby. But like I said, if you can remember back when I did the NFL draft recap, I'm praying that a couple of those players will come through like they said they would. And we can only hope. Pete Carroll is very enthused. And, hey, let's just get this bozo up out of here. I think because of what he done and that clause, he pretty much hurt himself as far as, like, his big bonus. He'll probably try to fight that, though. But we still got to pay him around like $9 million for the next 3 years, and we can move on. Oh, man. But, hey, my enthusiasm is so good. I'm going to scrap this one right here and get on to the next segment. How you like me now? 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 Okay, Raider Nation, as you know, we are about to get ready to start the preseason, and we're going to be going to Seattle, which is Sneaky Pete and Geno Smith, of course, former team. That should be pretty good. And we have a few segments about Pete Carroll's enthusiasm and what we have in store. And we have some interesting rookies that's been stepping up, you know. Let's see what we have around the league that's been leading up to preseason. And we're enthused. I think that we're going to probably be good this year. All bets are that Pete Carroll and his regime is going to turn it around. And later on in the bone line, Raider Jeff brought something to my attention that really made me say, oh, my damn, I did not know this. But you'll hear that later. Let's hear what some of the sportscasters got to say, as well as Pete Carroll, about our upcoming season.
Ryan McFadden now being joined by all-pro tight end Brock Bowers, man. Brock, man, take us through the atmosphere today, man. You in the home stadium. The fans were out here. How has the vibes been?
Yeah, no, the vibes have been awesome. I mean, we came in, and, I mean, it felt like a game out here, really. Like, going to the locker room, coming out for pregame and everything. really like just like a mock games, and all the fans were awesome. They all showed up and showed out, so it's been fun.
When you talked about the offense today, I was trying to keep count. Brock played in three series. I had him at 6 receptions, 2 touchdowns, and you converted 3 first downs. Tell us a little bit about this chemistry you have already established with your new quarterback in Geno Smith.
Yeah, no, it's been great. Working with Geno's been awesome. I can't wait to continue building that out through throughout camp. And, I mean, we got a few more weeks till until the first game. I mean, next week's preseason. So we're excited to get out there and play against someone else.
Okay, well, thank you, Ben. Brock, for joining me, man. Best of luck to you and your teammates this year.
Appreciate you, man.
Pete, we've noticed a little rotation going on at center with Jackson and Jordan Meredith. Hey, what has Jordan Meredith shown you guys since you guys have been here, and what's how do you feel that job is shaping up?
Well, first off, it just goes right to the heart of everything. It's always competing. These guys are battling for their playing time, and they're battling. It's a good battle. You asked about Jordan specifically. He's done well. He played really efficiently last year. His numbers and his consistency really showed up, even though he didn't seem right as a regular all the time. So, you know, he just opened our eyes in the offseason studies, and so we're just giving him a shot. JPJ's working his tail off, and both those guys are battling, you know, so it just makes us better. And they're not the only two. There's battles across the board, but that's one that, you know, that jumps out at you.
Speaking with those battles, could you please talk about Sincere and Zamir and their battling?
Yeah, I'm really happy with the running back group. It's the variety of the styles of the guys. I love that we have different kind of makeups of guys. Zamir kind of stands alone. He's biggest, strongest of the group, and he really runs tough. It's all over the film from his past. He's running at guys. He's attacking downhill, and I love that he brings that to us. Sincere, who didn't get a lot of play time last year, did really well when he did, and he's shown he's got a real knack. He's got really, really good quick feet that are real natural to the position, and he makes guys miss, you know. And so, I mean, right now it's just keep giving them the ball, and we'll just keep logging plays and reps, and we'll figure it out. But we're real happy with the spot. I also, just to say something about Ashton, he's had a couple great days now. He's done a little bit of everything. Ran tough, caught the ball well, looked elusive and fast and explosive. So it just makes the position group really exciting. And we don't have Raheem here. They're having baby right now, and so we're giving him all that freedom to do that well. But he's been in it too, so it's a good group.
Talking about the DBs, JT Woods and DeCameron Richardson seem to be ascending in a lot of ways. What about those two players?
Okay, they're ascending. Yeah, well, JT came to us late, so we're just getting started with him. DeCam he's been doing a really nice job. He's had some really competitive plays. He's won some one-on-ones just in the first couple of days of pads here. I've got high hopes for JT. He looks just right. He's really fast. He's really coordinated, can catch the ball well and all of that. He listens, and he's comfortable with what we're asking, the style of play. He's suitable. You know, he looks pretty typical, I would guess, for us, for our kinds of guys. So he's going to get a heck of a chance to see what he can do and how he can contribute. So it's good positives to start with.
Pete, we saw Devin with the interception today. Can you talk a little bit about your confidence in the group of linebackers in general?
Yeah, this is a good group for us now. We have totally changed this position group, you know, from what you've seen in the past. And these guys all bring background and experience and toughness and a hard-nosed attitude, physicality to them. It's pretty exciting, and to see the effect they're having on the younger guys and kind of shifting their intensity and how they're playing and coming downhill. Johnny Glenn's got some decisions coming up here. It's going to be a really competitive group throughout, and we can play 6 guys right now. They can all play, and they can get in there. So that's a good problem. It's a tough problem to deal with, but we'll figure it out. You know, we haven't talked maybe a lot about Pratt and Jermaine, but he brings a real toughness, and he has had a really diverse background and playing different spots and all. Very comfortable moving them around, and we're seeing that also out of Devin. You know, Devin has a great playmate today now, but he had probably 2 or 3 of the best plays on practice yesterday as well. He's back. You know, he was on top of the world a few years ago, and then things kind of just didn't work out one reason or another, and he's back in action now, and he came up to me and said, I'm all in now, and he was dead serious in how he said it, you know, and you can see it, and so with E-Rob kind of leading the charge, it's a really fun group.
Try to build the culture of this organization, this team, on a daily basis What are you seeing in the process, and what little things do you try to do each day to get to where you want it to be?
There's so much, really. There's so much that we're doing from a day-to-day basis, going back to, you know, the messages that we started with and setting the expectations and the guidelines for how this is supposed to feel. And when it is the feel part of what culture is really about, when you sense where you're supposed to be, how it's supposed to go, how we respond, what's expected. And when the players embrace that, and they add their own little this's and that's to it, now we're moving. We're moving in a good direction now. I can feel it. This is how it's supposed to feel according to what I've experienced. And maybe even with stronger leadership early on, you know, the direction of this team, it's unknown right now. We don't know. I mean, I couldn't tell you anything what's going to happen. But I do know they're going to be together, and I do know they're going to play for one another, and they're going to feel that connection that is so important to the culture and the effect of the culture on the performance. And it really, it's about how we play, but it's the mentality that drives them to study and to work and to give it up for one another and to make the plays toughness wise because they have to, because we're counting on them, you know, and that's all about this whole thing. So, I mean, there's so many aspects to it. It's ongoing, moment to moment, you know, situation to situation, and I'm just trying to be right in the middle of all of it and keep giving them a format that they can embrace and they can take to where we're capable of going.
You mentioned the curiosity level of when you get the pads on, seeing how guys respond. I thought Jack Besh yesterday really responded, but also Dante Thornton when the pads came on.
It's a good acknowledgement, really, because Jack really played well yesterday. And, you know, sometimes coaches have been saying that, you guys hear it, you know, well, you got to wait to put the pads on and see what he looks like. Well, Jack looked really good yesterday. He blocked well. He caught the ball in traffic. He made some tough catches. He was hustling like crazy, you know, and he showed up. He was all over the place, you know. So I think it was obvious. He's one of those guys. You know, he's got the feel. He's got the sense. He can play the game, and that was really good to see. Dante continues to do stuff. He's making plays. He got deep yesterday. You guys saw that one. A huge play by Gino to find him late down, you know, down the corner. But he came through, made the catch. He's made tough catches over the middle. He's caught the slant routes where he's getting banged around and all that. And he's comfortable with it. I just stopped him after practice just to look him in the eye and just try to get a feeling. Is it seeming too big for him? You know, he's right in it. So I'm really excited about his chance to help us.
You have a veteran like Gino and a running back like Ashton. A lot of times a veteran may have to carry that load, but Ashton comes with such confidence. How can his presence and the way that he runs and his confidence in the backfield help Gino this year?
He had a marvelous day today. I don't know if you guys saw the play when E-Rob just smacked him in the backfield and knocked him on his tail, you know, and he bounced right back up, didn't even faze him. A perfect reaction and response. And then the next carry, he busted, you know. The two of them, what Gino realizes already that he's a really natural football player. I'm talking about Ashton now. That he's a really natural football player, and he knows he can count on him to make good decisions when he gives him chances. The ball's going to go to him in the passing game. He's going to get some balls, you know. And he's just so natural. He's like Brock is so natural at playing the game. You can sense that very quickly with guys. I know Gino already sees that in Ashton, and so. You ask how he's going to help him. Well, he'll help him by making some yards. Let's make a bunch of yards when we throw it to him, when he run it with him. And so that takes the pressure off the quarterback and having to drop back and sit in the pocket and trying to move the ball that way. We're going to move the ball around in a numbers of ways what Chip's doing.
This far into camp, can you tell us something that you're actually pleasantly surprised about? Maybe it's farther along than you thought it would be at this point, sir?
You know, there's two things. It's two guys. It's Chip and Pat. I think those guys are off to a really good start with what we're trying to do here. We're both sides of the ball are creative, and they're getting their message across, and we're able to – that's a lot of stuff we did today on both sides of the football. So I think those guys have taken their leadership opportunity and the challenge of, you know, Patrick's had to adapt to, you know, Coach Pete in there bugging him all the time, and Chip's office right next to mine. I'm in his office half the time, you know, bugging him too. I appreciate that they're putting up with me, but I think they're really – I think they're really showing it, you know. We had two huge plays, periods today. They're calling it. And, you know, there's no script or nothing. They're calling plays from the sidelines and playing the situations as I keep creating for them. And I told both guys coming off the field today that I loved the way they went about it because they showed our guys. They utilized the people that we wanted to see. The packages were shown, and they're out there battling. I mean, those guys are going home at night. They're battling each other, you know. So I'm really proud of that, where they're leading us right now.
Obviously, you've been preaching the compete culture since day one, but you really practice what you preach. We see you out there playing catch. You're getting in on tackles. Where does that joy come from in you? And how good does it feel just to be back out there having, you know, seeing the guys with the pads on after taking last year off?
Yeah, that's a big question. I don't know. I've always loved playing. You know, it didn't matter. When I was growing up, I was playing everything, baseball, basketball, football, whatever it was. I was playing. Played three sports in high school. Wanted to play two in college. It's just playing. It's playing. To me, practice is playing catch. You see me throwing the ball all the time because I love throwing the ball around. You know, I don't know. It's just – it ain't no big deal because it just comes natural. But I love what we're doing, and I love being part of it. So far, it's just been everything you could hope for, you know, as a coach. I mean, the guys are responding. We're practicing really well. We've got, you know, we've got dreams that we're sharing and visions that we're sharing for what's coming up. And to see guys ascend into the you know, the expectations that we have for them, and then also the whole group coming together and the culture of that. It's an exciting challenge to be part of. I feel very fortunate to be doing it, and. Whether last year, you know, it happened to be a really profitable year, and I'm doing all kinds of little things that I like that I saw I wanted to try, and I think we're growing because of that. But it's just been a blast, man. So you know, if I was wearing a number, I'd probably have to wear 70, whatever I am, and on my back. But I don't feel like nothing different than I was when I was coaching at UOP. So I'm just feeling grateful to be here.
Raider Greg's up in the house. Yes, the 2025 season is upon us. Training camp is underway, 7th, 8th day so far. I am not surprised with the results. Somebody came on and said that they didn't appreciate all the drop balls. And this is the time that has to happen. This is the time when the defense has to look incomplete. This is the time that they're building a team. I love seeing Pete Carroll out there roughing it up with these guys. Looks like there's good relationships being formed. And I'll just say this for sure. In several years, I would say almost a decade, it's been that long since I've had hope. Hope not for a Super Bowl, but for a competitive team that everyone would not know for sure whether they would win or not. There'll be no W's circled in the preseason pamphlets for the Raiders. I truly believe that this change with Chip Kelly, and there's just so much going on. Like, Jackson Powers Johnson might lose his job at center and move to right guard because Jordan Meredith, who came out last year, looks like he'd be a better center. Well, these are the things that Ja'Cory Bennett might lose his job. He's fallen down in the charts. Now, I'm not sure who's going to win all these positions, but I am confident in the coaching staff and the team and the way that our head coach and offensive coordinator are making things happen. Now, on this Wilkins thing, the kissing on the forehead, please. The guy's a freak, evidently so. Not the only one to complain about this joker, but I don't know what's going to happen. Why do the Raiders always have to have some kind of drama? This is like extreme drama. Wilkins being cut, the fight over his money, but we gave him a bag. But that was Telesco who gave him the bag. So I don't think this new regime is too high on him because he's been weird. And he doesn't seem to be meshing, or he didn't seem to be meshing with the team. So I think that's probably why we ended up like this. I'm happy this does not happen in the middle of the season. It's going to be done, over, thank you very much, goodbye, drama gone by the first snap of the first game. Now, we're a week away from preseason, so these cuts are coming hard and fast. I think we're going to be really surprised on who doesn't make the team and who does, because the new regime ain't playing. They ain't holding favorites. Everyone is up for a count. You better handle your business and do your job, or you're not going to have a place on this team. There's a lot of talent here. I like Geno Smith. I like what he's doing. I like the team. I like what they're doing. The defense is coming along. You know, Malcolm Kuntz is going to be back fully healthy. I'm happy about that. And we'll see how number 9 rolls this year, because I think it's his last chance to prove that he can do this job. Yeah, there's a lot of position battles, but I do truly think that this coaching staff and general manager have got it together enough to put on the field a competitive and scary team on all ends. The special teams will be a real treat for us, because it's going to change a lot with the new personnel. I think there'll be more imagination when it comes to special teams play. I mean, I can't speak for it, but I do think so. I also think more imagination in the running game and in the passing game. I think we'll do a couple more trick things that we haven't seen in quite some time. Yeah, I think the vanilla offense the Raiders have been running, along with the same defense, is going to change up quite a bit by the time we start our regular season. Now, I know that everyone has improved and the Chargers are the golden children of the NFL right now, because, you know, everyone is looking to see what the Chargers are going to do. And, of course, the Chiefs have improved, too. They got another couple of great linemen. They look like they're going to come back strong. And the Broncos are making noise and making hay at their training camp. Well, I can't speak for the other three knucklehead teams, but I can't speak for ours. Ours will improve. We will be better. We will be more organized, more consistent, but not perfect. I don't expect to go to the playoffs, although I'd love to have it happen. But I do expect a smoother, more organized offense, more yards, more touchdowns, and more action, especially with our new wide receivers, our new running back. I think the sky's the limit, but this is a changing season. This is the season of change for the Raiders. This is the installment of the new regime. Can't expect miracles the first year, but man, oh man, we can expect some great improvements, is what I see. So I'm looking forward to all that, just like you are. You know, I thought they were going to have training camp here in Napa. I was getting excited, but no. They kept it in Vegas. Randy's gone, and I'm sure a lot of you have gone as well. Looks like a better deal. Looks like they got a better situation for the fans than they did at Napa. You burned yourself to death out on those bare bleachers with no coverage and very little water. So it looks better here for you guys. I'm looking forward to the season. I'm going to be keeping my eyeball out every game. But like I've said before, the NFL's changed, developing. Like they said, we're giving new fans an opportunity to see the game. In other words, they're having you pay streaming services to watch football games. I think that's a bunch of boo. You know what I'm saying? And so on that note, I'm looking forward to this season. I think that we have a lot more going on. I think we'll see a lot more Raider fans in seats if we get this thing rolling like I think we will. It'll be nice to not see so many of the opposing fans, but time will tell. Because as of now, our stadium is open to interpretation. In other words, whoever plays is going to show up. I hope that's not the case for very long. I hope Raider Nation could take it as a sense of pride in showing up for the team, because it's going to play so well. I hope that happens this year, because it sure would be nice to see a full house of the Raider Nation. On that note, I'll be back here and there. More here than there. and dropping some stuff that I see. Raider Nation, I miss you guys. Miss the phone calls. Miss the bone line. Miss Jesse James and all the other Cali in the South. All the guys. Miss you guys, all of you. And miss listening to your phone calls. So call in. I think it'll be an exciting season. And, you know, Pennsylvania Raider. I mean, I could go on, but I can't. Right now, I got to go. Got to go to work. Got another job. Loving it. Raider Nation, stand tall, man. You got enough reason to be proud. We're not making a lot of squealy noise like the other three in our division. We just have to show it on the field. And I think this year, they're going to learn that there's a new Raider team on the field. It's not going to be quite as easy as they thought it was. I'm Raider Greg, and I am out.
Well, Raider Greg, we thank you. We hope all is going well with you, man. All right, Raider Nation, it is that time now that you love and I love to do as well, and that will be the So Says the Prayer segment. And Raider Randy, if you would be so nice, lay us on some So Says the Prayers music for preseason 2025-26 upcoming season. Well, Raider Nation, we are enthused, ecstatic, and everything else that is positive. We have football on TV. Yes, we saw the Chargers and the Detroit Lions play, but at the end of the day, it was still good to see some football on TV. And then next week, it started filling in with lots of teams, and many of you, as well as myself, that normally wouldn't watch other teams play, but for the sake of all things that's holy and good, we just can't help ourselves. We see football on TV. We see rookies. We see enthusiasm. We get a chance to see not just our team, but highlights. I used to love on ESPN when, not just the Raiders though, but when Mr. Berman would be on there doing those highlights for the preseason, and it just made you feel so good because that little 2.5 month drought without anything besides baseball and TV shows, as I mentioned, it kind of drives you nuts. But we have our superstar running back in the making. Hopefully he makes some kind of a splash because we want to see what he has to do. We have these new rookies, other than Mr. Genty. P. Carroll for Gene, he has a lot to prove, that he's not just some guy that just came out of retirement and just got stuck and put in a coaching position. I've been watching his clips and I've been buying into we did make the right decision. And as well as Geno Smith, our quarterback, and a lot of folks don't talk about AOC, though, but he's been repping, and he's not going down without a fight. So, Raider Randy was in attendance for practice, and he got a chance to see some of our hopefuls, even though they're just pretty much just doing drills and a few other little things. But next week is when it all counts. Yep, next Saturday. And you can get a chance to catch it live on the NFL Network also, too. Unless it gets blacked out. But for the most part, I'm just happy to see some damn NFL football on TV. So we got it now. until February. That is a long time. So break out your jerseys, break out the Raider gear, and let's get it started. So says the prayers. It is time now for the bone line.
Okay, Raider fans, here we go. The bone line. 7755 Raider. 7755 Raider. Throw the nation a bone, throw me a bone, get on there and throw your bones. If you don't like your first recording, do it 2, 3, 5 times. I don't care. We'll pick out the best one. Don't be shy. How could you be shy? You're a Raider fan. No, we're all loud and proud. Get on the bone line because we got some guys shouting out right here. We got some great takes. And here they are from the nation to your station.
That's right. Please try to limit your calls up to 3 minutes. And if you get cut off, you know the drill. Just call right on back. So let's get this bone line started and get it started right. And our first caller was actually an old call from my pal, CEO Raider, hailing from Nashville. Let's hear what he has to say. Hit it, CEO.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, Raider Prayers. This is Raider CEO Pride out of Nashville, Tennessee. I feel like we're a cornerback and a right tackle away from being a really, really good team. I hope they haven't been tricking me on the news and I just drunk the Kool-Aid. Raiders.
Well, man, let's see what those drafts do. And you pretty much summed it up. And I got a chance to chat with you on the text there, Mr. CEO Pride. As always, it's good to hear from you. Your enthusiasm is always there. And get back with us immediately after the preseason against the Seattle Seahawks because we want to hear what you have to say. And okay, we have a special guest. A former Raider and very popular, very down to earth, Mr. Lincoln Kennedy. Let's hear what he has to say. And he has a surprise for you. I'm going to let him tell you.
Raider Nation, what's up, people? This is Professor Kennedy, Lincoln Kennedy, former offensive tackle for the Raiders. Just want to let you guys know that this upcoming season, 2025, I'm going to be throwing some viewing parties and some pregame parties over at my restaurant in Henderson. It's called Angry Crab Shack, 4520 East Sunset Road. It's on the corner of Sunset and Green Valley. That's in Henderson, Nevada, just right down from the strip. AngryCrabShack.com. Get yourself over there and get yourself some seafood. We have bag and boil seafood. We serve a full gauntlet of everything you could imagine for seafood. It's going to be a great venue. It's going to be a great time out. Be on the lookout for social media. You can follow me on X at LKennedy72. You can follow me on Instagram at Lincoln.Kennedy.72. Be on the lookout for some updates coming up this season. Look forward to having you guys out. Come out for some seafood, some good times, and some good fun. Just remember, one people, one love, one nation, Raider Nation.
Well, Mr. Kennedy, and he told me don't call him Mr., but Brother Kennedy, first and foremost, we thank you for calling and throwing your bones on the podcast. And it is a pleasure for us to support you. And I'm pretty sure you're going to come back again and give us more tidbits. And we'll be looking out for it. And Raider Randy is not too far from your spot in Henderson. And when I come down there, I guarantee you I will check it out and have some of that delicious seafood. I'm a seafood lover. I just hope and pray that you get some giant, colossal shrimp that it can be blackened or grilled. As a matter of fact, dare I even say that me and Raider Randy would go by there, have lunch, and check it out. And Raider Nation, you know, there's a Raider guy that right now is hot. So when it cools down, he's going to let out all the bells and whistles for us to have a good time and party. And I got a chance to speak briefly with him on a telephone, and it was a pleasure. Even though there's a little unknown fact here, twice before, courtesy of Mr. Charlie Boots, there was a special. Lincoln Kennedy was the guest speaker, and then I was next right behind him. And actually, that was my first podcast interview, and that's when I knew right then and there, you might have something. And then I ran into him at the Hilton, almost right before we left. I was with my brother and a friend, and I saw Raider Sue, and then he was there, and I got a chance to shake his hand and talk to him. And like I say, very down-to-earth fellow. Everybody loves Lincoln, and we wish you well on your new endeavors and your new restaurant, man. That is fantastic, and thanks for calling the Bone Line, and come on here and put more input as much as you like. We have a lot of Raider fans that listen to this podcast. 21 years. That's right, y'all. 21 years. Thank you for calling there. We're going to check it out. And our next caller from PA. What is he? Peasy. Easy peasy. Let's check out what he has to say. He's not very happy about the Wilkins incident either.
Yo, this is Big Deezy out in PA. Big Raider fan. Shout out to Raider Nation. Just wanted to say about this whole Wilkins situation. I'm hearing from Max Crosby that there's a kissing booth in the showers. And that was going a little bit too far. I think the best thing was to cut Christian Wilkins. We need to move on with the next man up mentality and get things done the way the Raiders get things done. We need to go back to the past and get that glory back. I think Pete's the man to get us back there, and I think they got the guys on the staff to continue it, and we just need to keep moving forward. It's a sad situation, but we're going to keep going forward. Raider Nation for life, baby. Peace.
Okay, my man, yeah, you know, that's crossing the line, you know, kissing guys in the shower. What the? Almost said a bleep word, but you get what I'm saying. Oh, man, we just can't get out of the way without some kind of damn blunder or something happening before the season. Why are we always got to be cursed? But, you know, he's gone, and it's a tough loss because, you know, superior DTs, that's pretty damn good, are hard to come by. So I'm praying that kid Tonka and youngster from out of Ole Miss can step up. And I think we get the guy from Cincinnati that we got also too. So let's see what happens. Let's just see what happens. And it's a tough loss though, but all is not lost. Next man up. And thank you for calling, sir. And our next caller is Big Pat, Mad Pat Big. Big Pat Mac. Let's hear what he has to say, and it is always a pleasure, my brother. Take it away.
Hey, everybody. Happy finally end of the summer. This is Patrick from Mississippi, Raider Pat, man. Good afternoon, good evening to everybody in the sound of my voice. Bob Perez asked me to call and chime in as we getting ready to kick off this season. It's in the air again. Once again, the autumn wind is blowing, and for whatever it's worth, no matter how I actually really feel about the team, especially here the last decade or so. There's still a bit of excitement because it's back football. First of all, we get to see a contact sport and a sport I dearly love in general. And then more importantly now, my teams. For those that don't know, I guess I had never really said it, but I'm a college football fanatic as well, and I rock with Notre Dame. I'm the Irish. Always from day one. Same with the Raider Nation. I've been to South Bend a couple times, so I've enjoyed that vibe and that atmosphere. But yeah, now it's time to get back at it. Again, it can't help but be a little excited just for that alone. How we do it, what we do, once again, said it from day one, a lot more questions than answers still, because we haven't done anything. The season hasn't begun. So the reality of the situation is we are, like everyone else, 0-0. And hopefully with another sense of purpose, a renewed set of people in the building, another new set of installs and preparation and things that these young men have to do to earn their pay, that people think is so easy and can sit on the sideline and in the recliners and punch them and make them do what they need them to do. That's so funny. These kids out here working, they're out here trying to earn their living, and they're out here trying to make themselves proud, let alone make the Raider Nation proud. So it remains to be seen. I am excited about having four games in the month of September for the first time in a long time since I can remember. We actually started. We played the Sunday after my birthday, which would normally be gearing up. Friends and I will be getting ready to get up to get to a game around this time, getting ready for my birthday, Labor Day weekend. But we'll be in New England, and it's highly likely, unlikely, that I'll be out for the Monday night game against the Chargers, which once upon a time I said I would be making all those games. But when we go to sucking and I'm in Mississippi, it costs us to get from Mississippi to Vegas and to do all that to come out there and watch us get gollywopped. I did that last year for my birthday, and that's what made me feel the way I feel now. I was sick when I left the Legion Field that particular evening. Very sick to my stomach, very disturbed. So don't want that feeling for my birthday. I'll stay where I'm at, and I'll watch it on TV, and it'll be where it'll be regardless. But nonetheless, you guys enjoy who all will be in the building again. Can't wait to see what happens and how we do and what we do, and let's get it. I look forward to hearing everybody's feedback. I love you guys. As a longstanding member of this nation, it's all love coming from the fan base. All love. The team, they got to earn this. The rest of my love coming, looking forward to seeing what they're going to do. But, yeah, they have to earn me valuing my dollar over my pride and Raider Nation pride. And I could party with Raider Nation all over the country. I ain't got to spend money to go to Vegas, but I'd love to. So, nonetheless, all the wind is blowing. You guys be careful. Let's get it. Like I said, help support the prayers. Good looking out, bro. You keep your thing moving this year. Let's get bigger and better. Move forward with this thing. Keep it popping. Other than that, man, go Raiders. Peace.
Well, I did not know that you was a Notre Dame. Or unless I didn't. I don't remember and I don't recall, but hey, that's a little unknown fact there, Big Pat. Notre Dame, how about that? And yeah, man, your enthusiasm, man, is always there. You know, very loved caller. You know, all you guys love calls. Callers to the bone line. And I don't blame you, man. I mean, you know, you made it perfectly clear that it was a bummer. You know, I'm right there with you, so to speak. I'm going to hold off. I mentioned that I was supposed to have done the Tennessee Titans and the Redskins game, but now I have an obligation to work on the boat, and it threw a monkey in the wrench. So I don't know what the hell I'm going to do, but needless to say, I need to see progress because times are hard and money is tight during these days. It is very, very tight. So one cannot be frivolous and just go waste and spending money for something they can see at home. And that's not being negative, that just being truthful. And the passion for the game, like you said, is always there, man. You know, you always give good takes and positive, and we love to hear from you. So be cool, man. And like I said, your birthday's coming here. We got another one that I wish that we could go check out again. But we're going to sit this for now for a little bit. Thanks for your call, my man, and take care. And our next caller is Raider Jeff, my old buddy out there representing that DC Metro. Let's hear what he has to say.
Yo, yo, this is Jeff from the DMV. Shout out to Raider Greg, Raider Randy, and of course, big shout out to the Prayers, my main man. So, talking about what's going on with the Raiders a little bit, for me anyway. I'm pretty excited about this year, more than I have been in a while. I think it's the whole Pete Carroll thing that's really, you know, I sense a new energy in the group, a new vibe. And, you know, it's got to be better than what we've had. So I'm a little excited about that. And I found out something else kind of interesting doing some research. I see that Geno Smith has been 14-0 in his last starts indoors, and he's got 110 quarterback rating. That's pretty daggone good. His touchdown to interception ratio was 30-5. Pretty awesome. Now, his numbers on the road were kind of significantly below average, so it all kind of evens out. But what I was looking at is, guys, we got 12 games indoors this year. So if this guy plays like that for 12 games, I think we're going to be looking all right. And now I'm also excited about Genty to see what he can do. I think he's going to be as advertised. From the clips I've seen of him in practice, you know, his attitude, the whole nine, I think he's going to be the deal. And I think he's going to get some work. Bowers is looking excellent. You know, I mean, I'm really kind of excited. The defensive side of the ball, still some questions. You know, old bum Wilkins let us down there. Christian Wilkins, I mean, you know, what a bozo. I mean, I don't know how we seem to get guys like that a lot, but anyway, you know, we big loss for us, and we just got to move on. You know, it remains to be seen if they're going to put Tyree Wilson in as DT like they've been talking about. I really don't see it. But, you know, so there's a few question marks. The linebackers, you know, we've got some possibilities there. You know, and the same with the secondary. So we'll see. We'll see.
Well, man, those facts made me smile when I heard it. I told y'all that Raider Jeff had some unknown facts. Damn. And I didn't even pay attention to know that we got 12 indoor games. And Geno Smith, if he lives up to that, man, oh, wow. And his rating. And let's go to and talk about Geno. Geno has actually stepped up his game, believe it or not. And I was rooting for him, you know, from the side because he tried hard. Remember, he almost beat us this one game, and our corner knocked his block off from running. He almost ran it in, I think, when he played with the Jets, and he almost won that game. And then he went to Seattle, and he just really started turning it on. And I'm like, okay, Geno, he revived Seattle because I thought Seattle was going to be dead once Wilson was gone. And now he's with us. He got the swagger. You know, he's saying some confident stuff. He's not here to roll the dice and all that good stuff. I'm like, okay, I got you. And, you know, I kind of feel for AOC a little bit, you know, but he got to compete. You got to compete. But he's confident. And those are some very good numbers, especially if it works for us and it's on our side. And man, yeah, dude, these knuckleheads, man, these damn youngsters and just players, man, makes a lot of too much damn money to not just act right. Why do we have to keep having these blunders? Why? Damn. And I like that dude, man. And you know, I've seen him, and I never just really gave it no thought, but his production on the field, man, was bar none. But he's gone, so we just got to deal with it. And I'm praying that everything goes well so I can catch the Washington, D.C. game with you. as planned. But like I said on Big Pat Mac take, I don't know what's going to happen now because I got another obligation that came up. And we'll see, man. We'll see. I'm hoping on it. But if not, there's always that December to remember always come down. And we get a chance to say happy birthday to you on the podcast because you got one coming up later on down the road. All right, Raider Jeff, buddy. Take care. And our next caller is Cheesehead Raider. Take it away, Cheesehead Raider.
Raider Nation, this is a called out Cheesehead Raider. That's right. I was listening to a podcast and I heard a Mr. Larry the Prez called out the Cheesehead Raider. All good. It was a good reason. I understand. I have been out for a little while. So just going to get to the point of my call. This Christian Wilkins debacle, you know, I am almost to the point where I don't want the Raiders to sign any free agents. It seems like people, their agents get on the phone and, oh, the Raiders are calling. All right, let's see if we can take them for every penny we can get. And then we just crap the bed and they're not a benefit to us. I'm here, I'm in Wisconsin, and the Packers have this process, and it seems to be working out, draft and develop. If your GM knows talent or can see talent and your coaches can coach, that seems to be the best way it is because we just continuously get shamboozled when it comes to these free agents coming in, taking our money, and not really giving much to the team. All right, so I didn't really give my opinion on the hiring of Pete Carroll. I'm actually happy about it. I did not want Ben Johnson. I know everybody else did, or a lot of people did. He was the hot free agent, coordinator. But how many times have we seen hot offensive coordinators, hot defensive coordinators get a head coaching job and do nothing? The Raiders we'll see. A mess, and we needed somebody to point us in the right direction, and I think Carroll is that person that could do it. He's not going to be around for 15 years, clearly, but I mean, even if he's there for 3 years and he could get the ship going in the right direction, I think that is very positive for us moving in the future. All right, Raider Nation, Cheesehead Raider, I am out.
Yeah, man, I called you out. I had to call you out there, buddy. Bluegrass and my main man. So where the hell is Money Mike has spoken? I would love to hear that guy come on there with that. Yeah. Money Man.
Yeah. This is Money Man has spoken. Raider.
But man, hey, you know I had to call you out, and I'm glad you got a chance to check it out from the wayside, because hey, let's face it, at the end of the day, the season was terrible, man, and a lot of folks just start checking out. How much can you say the same thing and be upset? But now it's a clear slate and we're enthused, and even if it is preseason, it's just that we can get on here, man, with some enthusiasm and, you know, throw our bones and give our takes of what we think about the season and our rookies, and hopefully they would not disappoint. And I'm glad we got Pete also, too. Very damn glad we got him. At first, I was rumbling and mumbling, but I changed my point of view. He's a proven coach, and we're going to need wits to match these guys in our division, nonetheless. And thanks for calling, my man. Love your takes, and good to hear you back on here, my man. Go Raiders. And our next caller is our trooper, our Raider Red Trooper. She calls, and she is enthused, and that is Raider Tracy out of New Jersey. Let's hear what she has to say.
Hey, 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 Prez, Randy, and Raider Greg, what is going on, Raider Nation? I hope everybody's having a fun and safe summer. This is Tracy calling from New Jersey. Shout out to the Jersey Shore Raiders Booster Club. How is everybody, Raider Nation? Well,
Randy, good looking. Appreciate the reach out to call and, you know, throw down our bones. And I'm looking forward to this season. I've been listening a bit to, you know, what's been happening after the draft, like OTAs, and now the training camp has started. If I don't make it clear enough, my focus is like always on the defense. I would love to see just like a real strong defense, particularly the secondary. Like, I want to see some interceptions. I want to see, you know, ball getting knocked out of a receiver's hands by the defense. I was very disappointed in the offseason or free agency when we lost Merrick, Diablo, Spillane, and Hobbs. But hearing the talk of how Pete Carroll, you know, likes the defense, you know, cornerbacks, I am pretty excited about that. So I'm hoping that our linebackers and secondary will, you know, step up and start to do big things. Congrats to Eric Allen. I don't know if he's going in as a Raider or an Eagle. Of course, he should go in as a Raider.
NFL players don't go into the NFL Hall of Fame as a player of a certain team. They just go in as themselves, unlike the Baseball Hall of Fame.
But congrats to him. And now if Jim Plunkett, Lester, and Lester Hayes can get in, that would be fabulous. I know there's another Raider who should be in and who's not. Their name escapes me. I forget who it is, but, you know, let's get those guys in. You know, we need to have a lot of Raiders in there. The organization, I think, is just known for Hall of Famers. You know, that's, I think that's one of our calling cards. So, again, congrats to Eric Allen. Let's get Plunkett. Let's get Hayes. And there is one more person. The name escapes me right now. But I am excited. I'm looking forward to the season. I'm you know, I know the O-line and the D-line, you know, they need some tweaking. But it looks like the right people are in place as far as Spytek and Patrick Graham stayed, and we've got Coach Carroll with his great attitude. So I'm ready. Let's go. Let's go, Raiders. Raider Nation. Everybody be safe. Enjoy the rest of the summer. This is Tracy from Jersey. Peace out.
Well, first and foremost, thank you for calling, and yes, we are ready. We are ready. And those are great takes. You know, I particularly hope our linebackers are ready, because losing Spillane, man, damn, that dude was on fire, but you can't blame him for not taking that money. That's just the way it goes, unfortunately. You know, our players and other areas that we need to address is looking pretty promising thus far. As you may have heard on the podcast, Raider Randy is out there checking and scouting out, but we're going to see what happens next week when we play the Seattle Seahawks in the preseason. And I hope you had a good off time during our time off. I know it's been long, and yeah, we always happy to have you there, Tracy. And if you other Raider Reds are listening out there, don't be shy. Come on in. We're not going to bite you. But as always, Tracy holds down the crown, and we are very thankful for her. She's a very beloved figure, as much as everyone else is. And I, along with Raider Randy, greatly appreciate it. Thanks for calling there. See you, or better yet, hear from you next week. Take care. I just got a little breaking news there. It appears that Micah Parsons, that's right, the powerhouse that we're supposed to have drafted, if he would have been available when he was a rookie, but the Cowboys yanked him up, and I was like, gosh darn, we were so damn close. Well, he's requested a trade. Unfortunately, he has the same agent as Wilkins. So that might not go so good, but stranger things have prevailed. I think they're asking for two first rounds for him. Give it to him. That's an impact player. But again, will Jerry Jones, well, he should. You know, he's always been in the good graces with the Raider Nation. You know, he's a long Al Davis pal, and he does what he can to help us out.
I want me some glory hole.
And the storm's been brewing with old Michael for a long time, though. But that's the Cowboys' business. And I want to get back on to the bone line because I'm going to bring in our next caller, Jesse James. Raider Jesse James, take it away.
What's up, Raider Nation? It's Raider Jesse James, Dallas, Texas. Long time, no talk. Hey, man, I'm just glad to be back on the show. Super stoked for this season for sure, man. Just want to kind of give my two thoughts, Raider Greg, Raider Randy. Definitely think that we probably made the biggest upgrade regarding coaching and quarterback around the league, simply given the fact that we have Pete Carroll and Geno at the helm. Geno is definitely a great deep ball thrower, as we all know. Can definitely use his legs to sprint. I think we should be in a battle for third place. I don't think we'll be fourth, knock on wood. I mean, the Broncos defense is picking up, and we already know Harbaugh, what he can do, you know, as he gets better with each team or whatnot. But I'm definitely feeling better than last year, way better. What's your thought on that, everybody? Out there, stay safe, Raider Nation. This is Raider Jesse James, Dallas, Texas. Raiders, we are out.
Well, thank you there. We appreciate that, Raider Jesse James. You have a reason to be stoked. New season, new year, new expectations. Long-time caller, we know it's been a while, and we understand. We're just glad to have you back to call on the bone line and throw those bones, and we hope you call back for more. Thanks for your call there, Jesse James. And our next caller is, look out, Nebraska Raider. And Nebraska Raider has a story he has to tell. He wants to share what's going on to the Raider Nation. Take it away there, Nebraska Raider.
The Priz, Raider Randy, Raider Greg, Raider Nation. This is Nebraska Raider calling in. I hope everybody's doing well through this off season. There's a lot of movements and everything that's going on with the team that we all know that who keep up with it. And, so no need to go over all that. I love what Pete's, Sneaky Pete, is, doing with the team. And, there's a little, story that I, So, obviously I live in Nebraska, and, this is, you know, like Chiefs Kingdom or whatever they want to call it. And, I was parked in a grocery parking lot, and, there was a Chief, there was this black, first of all, it was black. It was all covered in Chiefs garb, and, so I got in my, Jeep and, wrote a little letter that said, "Go Raiders." And as soon as I was getting out of the car, out of my car to go put it under her, windshield wiper, she's sitting in her car. So I knock on the window and obviously I'm wearing my Raiders hat and show her the card or the note that I was going to put underneath her windshield. And she's, "Oh my gosh." And she saw the big shield on the back of my Jeep. She's, "Oh my gosh. Oh no, 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 no." But her name was, Cladice, I think. Clandice, Cladice. Who knows? But, yeah, it was pretty funny. I told her, "Hey, you know, you beat me to the punch. I was just about to put this underneath your windshield and you beat me to the punch." But, those are the kind of things that Raider Nation does every once in a while, you know, just to kind of stick it to the, especially a division rival. So, anywho, I'm satisfied with what everything's going on with the Raiders so far this offseason. And I'm optimistic about, you know, I hate to keep on saying it because I keep on hearing it, but energy that's up through, you know, just throughout the organization. You know, nothing has, except for Christian Wilkins, you know, that's like a Vince Wilfer type of thing. You know, so screw that. Get him out of here. Boom. You're done. Come on, let's go. We got to get that running game going this year. I know Geno's going to be slinging it. We got very more optimistic with our quarterback situation than I have been since we unfortunately let Derek Carr go. We have the opportunity to kick some ass, take names, and with that, God bless Raider Nation. Pump it up. Let's go. All right. This is Nebraska Raider. God bless you. The Prez, Raider Randy, Raider Greg, Raider Nation. This is Nebraska Raider, and I'm out. Just win, baby.
Well, ain't that a pickle? Yeah, you almost got it, man. You got caught red-handed with a cookie in a jar. You was going to put that note up under the windshield, but she was right there waiting. Yeah, man, these blunders kind of happen. And, the enthusiasm is at an all-time high. I just saw that we played Thursday. So I don't know why I thought it was going to be Saturday next week. It's Thursday. So 9 o'clock Central our time and 10 Eastern, which would make it 7 Pacific. So, yeah, Sneaky Pete has a trick up under his sleeves that he is going to reveal later on. And the enthusiasm is on the field. We're not going to even talk about that old douchebag Wilkins, man. Oh, jeez, man, it's just another heartbreaker. Trying to remain positive and upbeat, I made my bones and said that, hey, this year will be better. I'm knocking on wood, knock, knock, knock. And I think that it'll go better, especially with the stats with Geno Smith. He can relive that. And even though Sneaky Pete said we will win 10 games. So that's confidence. So Nebraska Raider is always old buddy, old pal. Thank you for calling. And we can't wait to hear what you guys got to say next week. Well, this upcoming week, Thursday, we play the Seahawks. Thank you for calling. And I think this is our final call out, but let's go Matty Raider. Now, Matty Raider, you throwing some shade, my man, and I'm going to tell you why when he finishes it up. Take it away, Matty Raider.
Raider Prez, Raider Greg, Raider Randy, it's Matty Raider, Albany, New York. Calling in, got a message last night from Raider Randy to call in. I'm going to do a new podcast. Great. Looking forward to it. Couple of things, you know, no news, I guess, but the biggest news, Christian Wilkins released. Like to know you guys' take on it. For me, I'm sick of these broke dicks who sign these big contracts. As talented as they may be, we need guys on the field. So get somebody else in there. Next man up. Can't do it, man. Sitting around in a walking boot a year later. Dude should have had a second surgery or whatever. Now I guess he's filing an appeal or whatever. I like the way this new regime rolls. But like I said, the last time I called in, you got to show and prove, man. I got to see it. We've had all these high hopes every season. You got to show me. Old gum chewer himself, old Pete Carroll, better show me something. Geno, show me something. I'm so excited for Ashton. I think he's going to be a stud. Brock Bowers, you know he's a stud. I'd like to see some of those two tight end sets with my guy, Mayer from Notre Dame. Go Irish. Anyway, yeah, Prez, real quick. The Knicks, they blew it, man. But, you know, I wasn't sad. Once Tatum went down, my season was over. So, anyway, hope you all are doing well. Enjoying this season. It'll be week one before you know it. So, enjoy this summer season. Thinking of you guys. All the best, guys. God bless. Matty Raider, out.
Matty Raider, you had to bring up that game. Yeah, unfortunately, when your Celtics star player went down, it wasn't a fair fight, man. And we were not worthy. We gave it up. And yes, it is good to be back on the bone line. It is good to be back ready. And I hope you're ready. And hope all's been doing well, my man. And just like that, we're going to see what's going to happen with our beloved Raiders. And as for our Knicks and Celtics, we're loading up. We are loading up. Now, it remains to be seen what we're going to do, but we're loading up. We got rid of Tibbs, but the Celtics are still a lethal team. So I look forward to it, man, and I'm happy that you called on here. And now we can start the slate all clean and over and get this party started. Thank you for calling, Darren. My good man from Albany, New York, Matty Raider. And I messed up and screwed up. It's not the last caller because it is Raider Sid. Take it away, Sid. Sid's going to break down a little painful history.
What up, Raider Nation? This is Raider Sid, a.k.a. the Desert Raider. Raider Randy, Raider Greg, the Prez. All right, man, I am hyped up about the season coming up. There's some kick-ass camp battles going on. There's competition. We got some offensive weapons. Patrick Graham is back again, and this defense is kicking ass. So let's go. Let's try to get 9 wins. All right, if we can get 9 wins, I am super stoked because the next few years we're going to be in the playoffs. But the thing I really want to talk about is coaching and the front office. For the last couple decades, our coaching and front office has been a flipping joke. Okay, we haven't had a decent defense since Patrick Graham got here. Okay, that's 20 years of shit. We were garbage the entire time Derek Carr was here. He was good enough to get us places, but our defense was, I think in the 9 years he was here, we were ranked 28th for 9 years. What the fuck is that? That's garbage. Gruden was a decent coach. Problem was, he was a piece of shit general manager. I know Mayock was the general manager, but Gruden's the one who did all the trades. He got all those first-round picks for Khalil Mack and got garbage. Okay, we got a good running back out of it, but everything else was garbage. You know what? The front office, we really need to make sure that we're doing the right moves in free agency, in the draft, trading. All this shit matters, you know? It's not just the players. It's the freaking coaches in the front office. And we have sucked for so long because we make fatal errors. So I have a good feeling about this regime that we got going on here. So coach and general manager, they're both experienced Super Bowl winners. Let's go Raiders. Come on. Let's get out there and kick some ass. You know, we might have some injuries that derail us or some bullshit like this Wilkins crap. You know what? Screw him. You know what? He played, what, 5 games for us? Hopefully we get the money and we can get some other players. Otherwise, I don't even give a shit. Screw him. We can't be getting these fucking head cases. Chandler Jones, Antonio Brown. What the fuck? Let's go. Let's go Raiders. Front office and coaching staff. Kick ass. You need to step it up. Let's go. I'm out of here.
Go Raiders!
Well, you went there with some history that we hope does not repeat itself. Yes, indeed, Mailock was a not-so-good GM. Gruden, he tried. His picks was kind of the garbage. You're definitely right. I still think if I give a small little pass for Abram because he just played recklessly. He was just too enthused, and he was all over the place, man. I remember I was at that game when we played Denver, and this guy was playing so much, lights out, he hurt himself. I think he went up under the table. And, you know, draft picks are crap shots. No way in hell we should have drafted that damn Farrell. Even though I can understand why. You know, he was defensive player of the college game, so that has a little merit, though, but it didn't transition on the field. And it's been a long time. Yeah, 20-some years is a long time. But don't forget one thing, though. When we had, in my opinion, Jack Del Rio, he was starting to turn it around. You forget about that. But then we trashed for Chucky. But that is neither here nor there. It is time for us to rejoice and move on. And you brought us some real solid good points. And let's see what happens. Thursday night, we'll see what our rookie is going to do. We got 3 preseason games. And before you know it, week 1 will be here. And as always, thank you for calling. We're going to see you with Sneaky Pete. And
Spytek. I know y'all didn't think I was going to get away with the show without doing that. But yes, Spytek and old Sneaky Pete has the Raiders very in tuned. They're going to put on a product that I think is way better than what we've been seeing the last couple of years. Let's find out what these rookies are looking like. Okay, Raider Nation, this is going to wrap it up. We appreciate it. And it is so good to be back on doing this podcast and getting a chance to hear from you guys. And preseason is upon us, starts Thursday, and we're looking forward. But before I go, I have to say, whenever you are looking for your fix, working out, home, traveling on the road, hitting the airport, or just plain old just need something to listen to get your Raider fix on, we are the longest running Raider Nation podcast, period. The grandfather of them all. And on behalf of myself, Raider Randy, and oftentimes, Raider Greg. Let the Raider Nation rejoice and let us all say, Raiders. And also, thank you, Lincoln Kennedy, for being a special phone line caller. So says the prayers, and we will see you after the Seahawks preseason game. Take care.